This is home away from home. Game film, practice film, or just studying up on others.
It's just a comfort thing, you know, familiarity. If I go out there and you're lost, you don't know what you're doing, no idea what might be coming, then you're playing for everything. But if I can kind of narrow it down to specific plays, what they like to do as far as run game and pass game, it'll help me play a little bit more faster and put myself in better position.
If he isn't on the football field, it's a good bet you can find this second-year safety camped out in the film room or watching film on his iPad.
I'm imagining, you know, the defensive call, what's my pre-snap, as the play starts to develop, before the play develops, what routes could I possibly get? Then once the play goes on, I progress into what route concept would I be getting, how would I react, how would I respond, and then I look to see where my help is. And then just imagining playing in that snap, in that position.
For Anthony Harris, there's been one mindset his entire football career. Work harder than everyone else.
All I really know is, you know, just work, whether that's in the weight room, trying to get stronger, trying to get faster. For the mental aspect, always trying to improve, always trying to be ahead of the play and communicating and trying to get guys around me to, you know, be aware of what plays we might get. And as long as we're all on the same page and just communicating, I think that's what helps the teams be successful.
So if it's an off day, late evening at the facility, or just during the day in meetings, Harris is always looking for a way to improve his game and get a leg up on the competition.
You know, I've always kind of been that guy to, you know, study the game, be a student of the game. And then, you know, as it helps me get better, try to continue to pull guys along with me. And that's, you know, just giving them tips that I may have picked up on throughout the week, communicating to them. You know, one thing we talk about is, you know, different little splits and how it may affect somebody on the other side of the defense. So I just try to echo it across and help those guys on the front side play a little bit faster as well.
Improving his game has been a constant since coming into the league last spring. Harris went undrafted after a standout career at the University of Virginia and had to work extra hard just to secure a roster spot. He spent much of his rookie season on the practice squad, watching and learning from Pro Bowl safety Harrison Smith and veterans like Terrence Newman and Captain Munnerlin.
I learned a lot. You know, luckily there's some experienced guys who've had a lot of success, but they're good guys, good personalities. You know, they're not guys who are too quiet. You know, they don't talk a lot, but they're always, you know, willing to help guys out. They're like extra coaches on the field. So a lot of times, you know, Terrence, he's communicating with me, whether I'm on his side or whether we're off the side of the field, he's coaching me up and just kind of, you know, giving me the experiences that he's went through, and Harrison, he does the same as well as Sundale.
With Smith out last Sunday, Harris stepped in with his third career start and finished with 7 tackles in the Vikings' win at Jacksonville. He approached the start no different than any other week, being fully prepared and ready to play.
When the opportunity came, you know, to go in there and implement it in the game, I just had to, you know, take what I've learned from our defense and, you know, kind of add in to what other teams are doing and then just try to be successful as possible.
Anthony Harris hasn't gotten to the NFL without a hard-working mentality that was instilled in him as a youth growing up in Virginia. A roster spot with the Vikings after going undrafted, stepping in and starting at safety when injuries have hit. Hard work is all he knows and what he will continue to give every chance he has for the Minnesota Vikings.
You know, I've always, you know, just try to work hard and, you know, make best of the opportunities or be ready for whenever opportunity comes. So it's just kind of one of those things where, you know, I try to put in the preparation. You know, I've gotten the opportunity as of recently, and I'm just trying to make the best of it.